USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
As Americans are bombarded with information concerning the coronavirus outbreak, some sobering news from President Trump. Here's correspondent Robin Walensky.
President Trump says it could be July or August before the corona pandemic washes through the country. The president calling the virus an invisible enemy, which requires new guidelines to fight. Across the country, schools, restaurants, bars, and gyms closing as a precaution.
Despite the virus, more votes will be cast today for the Democratic presidential nomination in some states. Voters will head to the polls in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. Ohio is scheduled to have a primary today as well, but state officials have ordered polling locations there to be closed because of the virus. And this is USA Radio News.
Maybe you could relate to this. A lot of people think they're stuck with their health plan. It costs too much, or for whatever reason, they just don't like it. The great news, you are not stuck with it. There is a choice. It's called MediShare, and you could save so much. The typical savings for a family is $500 a month. Major difference maker. This is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And just to give you a little more info about MediShare, it's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. It's worked beautifully for 26 years, has more than 400,000 members, and they've shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So yes, they can help share your needs too. So you're not stuck. There's an excellent alternative. Whether you're single or married, you got a family, MediShare is super flexible. You can choose an option that works for you and start saving lots of money. You can join anytime. They're great to talk to. No pressure. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
More now on the coronavirus as Canada's closing its borders to most non-citizens because of it. Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says there will be some exceptions made for U.S. citizens.
As the virus continues its spread, we've decided to take increasingly aggressive steps to keep you and your family safe.
Kentucky Senator Rand Paul wants tax day to be delayed by 3 months because of the coronavirus outbreak. The Kentucky Republican tweeting yesterday that he wants people to be able to file their taxes by July 15th instead of the current April 15th deadline, and he wants late payment interest and fees waived. Former Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum says he's withdrawing from public life for a while as he enters rehab for alcoholism, announcing it after police recently found him in a Miami hotel room intoxicated with a male escort who is suspected of having overdosed on meth. This is USA Radio News.
You know, I've told you I get the best sleep of my life with my MyPillow, but I'm not the only one. Mark in Las Vegas told me the other day, we were talking on other business, he says he went to MyPillow.com, clicked on the radio listener special, and used the promo code USA. He got a great deal on a MyPillow, and he is enjoying his sleep now. You can too. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, and I promise you, you'll get the best sleep of your life, or you get your money back.
Oscar-winning actor Tom Hanks and his wife, actress and singer Rita Wilson, are out of a hospital in Australia after being diagnosed with coronavirus last week. Their son, Chet Hanks, says in a video message on his Instagram that the couple is still in self-quarantine. Hanks and Wilson believed to be at a penthouse apartment where they've been staying while Hanks was working on a movie about Elvis Presley. An Iraqi base hosting U.S.-led coalition and NATO forces coming under rocket attack again. Iraq's military is saying that rockets slammed into the base south of Baghdad late last night. No word on whether there were any casualties. The base houses Spanish troops that are part of the U.S.-led coalition, as well as other NATO training forces. And Amazon is stopping the sale of most versions of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf and other Nazi books. The response coming after years of campaigning from Holocaust charities. The ban impacts the main editions produced by publishers, including London's Random House. Jewish groups and charities have been campaigning ever since the late 1990s to stop the online retailer from selling copies of Hitler's evil manifesto. You can find us online anytime. We're at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.